And finally, if you've ever driven on the M1 double-decker and looked across at the Market Theatre and Museum Africa, you might be surprised to know that Newtown was once deliberately burnt to the ground. Hot 107's Alp Prodgers has the story.
As soon as Johannesburg was proclaimed, rural fortune seekers flocked to the diggings. Many who didn't strike it rich settled on a bleak stretch of marshland here just west of Diagonal Street. They made sun-dried bricks to feed the city's construction boom, and the area became known as Brickfields, or disparagingly, Veldskoendorp, because of its poverty and poor living conditions. With bad drainage, scarce clean water, and no sanitation, it became a headache for authorities. By April 1904, rumors of bubonic plague gave officials the excuse they needed. Troops moved in, residents were forcibly removed, and with the fire brigade's help, Brickfields was burnt to the ground. And then the area was rebuilt, rebranded, and given the name it still carries today, Newtown. Al Prodgers, Hot 1027 News, Newtown.
Hot 1027.